you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's clear. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. Do not pervert justice, do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. That's a little hint on who I'm going to introduce you to in just a few minutes. Also, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Oh, you know how much I love that verse. And then also Galatians 6, 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. And if you were tuned in yesterday, you would have maybe heard me say, Lord willing, tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, I was going to have a judge in the house, and it's happened. Thank you, God. I have with me today Judge Sam and Cindy Lementato.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Mark.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here in front of me. Now, you were at our grand opening open house a couple months back, but I've been hearing about you, Sam, Judge Sam, from many friends, mutual acquaintances. People said, oh, you got to support this guy. And one of the reasons I have you in, not only because I appreciate your testimony and some of the things I've learned about you, but you're not a politician. I generally shy away from politicians just because they'll oftentimes say what needs to be said or say what people want to hear. But I like the fact that, yes, you're running a campaign, but you're a follower of Jesus, you and Cindy. You have a passion for this community. You've raised your five children in this area. You love people. You come from a family that immigrated to the United States. You're one of those success stories of working hard, being disciplined. And everyone that I've met, like Dave and Kay Lemons, who helps with our Ministry Leaders Network, they've been singing your praises. Oh, you got to meet him. And CJ Sizemore, I see him every Monday night. And he's like, oh, Judge Sam is great. He brought in signs last week and made sure I took home a couple signs to post. Brian Brown, in fact, Brian and Blair Brown, and then Pastor Ron Strock, who I know well from the Ministry Leaders Network. They all, with no exception, as I've said, he's a great family man. He loves this community. He loves being a judge because he feels God's called him to this. And so by way of a more formal induction, let me share with our listeners some of the things that I've learned about you or am beginning to know about you. But you and Cindy, you met in Tulsa, Oklahoma during your undergraduate studies and are about to celebrate, or later this year, we'll be celebrating 30 years. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. That's wonderful. You've had the privilege of raising five children locally, and their ages range from 26 to 18 right here in the Champaign County. Both you and Cindy are regular citizens, kind of ordinary people, but extraordinary in the fact that God is using you in unique ways. You currently being a Champaign County circuit judge, and Cindy, you worked for Carl Hospital for many years, but you're currently a building nurse. You'll have to tell me a little more about a building nurse with the Champaign School District. Judge Lementato, you graduated from the University of Illinois in the College of Law in 1994 and also passed the Illinois Certified Public Accounting Exam later that year. In these past 25 years, you were a career trial attorney and business owner. What kind of business owner?
It was the law firm. It was managing and running the law firm. We had up to five attorneys at one time.
Okay, so not just being a trial attorney, but very involved with oversight and managing probably a number of cases and other things. I'm way beyond my pay grade when it's talking about law. Hopefully, I don't have to deal much with the law and stay out of trouble. But you were also merit selected and unanimously approved by the Illinois Supreme Court to serve as a Champaign County Circuit Judge, completing the term of the now retired Honorable Judge Heidi Ladd. You received a recommended rating of 96.6 from the Illinois State Bar Association Judicial Advisory Poll after serving as the circuit judge for the past 2 years, and are in the process of putting together a campaign. Tell us a little about how does that work? So you were appointed, but now you have to go through the rigors of promoting yourself, which is not something that you really want to do, but you love representing people and helping resolve situations and cases and trying to bring about the best or the most fair or equitable solutions for cases that are hard to determine. So you want to continue doing something like that.
I would like to continue to serve because we have seen what the need is and that it is great, and that I have been in the job now for 2 years and would like to continue.
I noticed that you started or launched your official campaign at Tolono Fun Days, and that's coming up this Saturday. So that was 2 years ago or a year ago?
A year ago.
So you've been 1 year in the process of letting people know that you would love to represent this community. I have two signs up, I should say. In fact, I've never had any other campaign sign in my yard, but C.J. Sizemore and some of my friends said, help us get the word out. And I really appreciated you when you were at our grand opening open house and hearing your testimony, and you're a member of the Meadowbrook Church, and we appreciate a shout out for Pastor Ron Strock and that whole team there. Great worship team, and appreciate Pastor Aaron. My daughter oftentimes is there on Wednesday nights, but you're a faithful attender there. And you and Cindy have been married, as mentioned, going on 30 years. So Cindy, when did you meet up with Sam and what drew you to him?
Sam and I both attended a Christian school in Tulsa, and at the end of my freshman year, I guess we were at this honor society, Alpha Lambda Delta, and Sam's a year older than I am, so he was handing the reins over to the next group of people, and yeah, that's basically where we met. We ran into each other a couple times on campus after that, and went on our first double date with my roommate and one of his friends, and the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, Sam, I'm glad to know she's only 1 year younger. I was looking at you two and thinking, Sam robbed the cradle. You're looking very young and active. And how do you stay fit with all the pressures of running a campaign, being a full-time mom, working as a nurse? And tell me a little about what does it mean to be a building nurse?
Sure. Yeah. Well, my mom is a nurse. And so I grew up with her trying to give us nutritious meals and growing rhubarb in the backyard and making rhubarb pancakes and carob chocolate goodies. So, yeah, she's really taught me well when it comes to nutrition and just about the love for science. But, yeah, currently I work for Unit 4 Schools. We call it a building nurse just to kind of differentiate us from the district nurse who oversees the district. But, yeah, when I first started for Unit 4, I worked in 4 schools in 4 hours. So it was pedal to the metal all day long. Then I worked for many years going to 2 elementary schools and now just 1.
Now, you've been obviously supportive of your husband and the ways God has worked in and through him for many years. But to be the campaign manager, what are some of those stresses and struggles? And then the things that are wonderful about it.
First off, I had no idea what that entailed. So when he asked me to do this, I'm thinking, okay, that's something I never thought I would add to my resume. But first thing we did was get a book from the library or from Amazon to kind of see what does a campaign entail. So we're learning as we go along. There have been a lot of fun things that we've learned along the way, a lot of stressors. We've been picking brains from a lot of previous candidates and kind of what worked, what didn't work, and having other candidates running alongside with us, too. We're just learning from each other and trying to do what's best for our community.
Well, appreciate your testimony and some of the sharing off air before this program. We prayed up and each of us took a turn asking God to use what's said and shared, and also how can God be honored through your witness and your life story. And so, Judge Sam, I'm going to just start with you. Can you give us a little thumbnail or a snapshot into some of your faith journey? Did you grow up in a Christian home?
Well, I was privileged to grow up with immigrant parents, mm-hmm. and the firstborn of that family, oldest grandson, first one to go to college. While we grew up where there wasn't a whole lot of financial resources, certainly in terms of that example of diligence, mm-hmm. and faith and encouragement, that was in abundance.
Right.
And I'm so privileged to have that background and that backdrop. So being from an Italian family, it's almost a rite of passage to be baptized Catholic, which right. certainly I became. And then through the witness of one of my dad's employers, they had been going to church a couple times a year, but he invited them to come on a more regular basis. And there was that activation within the heart of my family that faith was alive and real and practical every day, which the way my parents grew up, it certainly was in terms of what they did, in terms of their integrity and the way they conducted themselves.
Yeah, so you probably, like Catholic friends I have and many Italians or people that are affiliated with some aspects of religion, we all know about Jesus and he died on the cross and he's the savior of the world. But when did it become more and more personal, or was it through reading the scriptures or that testimony of your friend?
It was really the example we saw by seeing other Christians, seeing other people. Oh. With my parents growing up in the church, in the Catholic Church, they had sporadic access mm-hmm. to a priest, mm-hmm. and it was often in Latin. Mm-hmm. And for them to realize and to see that Christ was more accessible directly, that was where the excitement began.
Wow.
And for me, that conclusion came about the age of five, where I said, I recognize that I'm a sinner, mm-hmm. that in need of grace, mm-hmm. beginning then, but really the full appreciation of it continues to this day, to where that grace is needed more and more, and that need for redemption is even greater.
And how about for you, Cindy? How was your faith journey started?
Yeah, I too grew up in a Christian home, a mainstream denomination. My grandparents really were great examples to our entire family, with faith being just a very important part, center of their lives, really. So when I was in grade school, I was invited to attend a youth group, and I heard the gospel message in a way. I guess maybe it's my bent toward science, but I had heard the pastor describe the crucifixion and what that entailed and everything that happened to Jesus when he was on the cross, and physiologically what happened to him and all along the way. And to me, I could just envision all of that. And it really drew my attention to the sacrifice that he made. And I wanted to learn more about why that happened. And I sensed the Holy Spirit too. And I can only recall experiencing that one other time. It was a Christmas Eve service during a candlelight service at the church where I grew up. Where I sensed the presence of the Holy Spirit. So it was familiar to me, and I wanted to know more about that. And so that was kind of the beginning of the journey where I accepted Christ.
You remind me so much of my wife, Holly. Whenever she talks about Jesus and the crucifixion and the suffering he went through, she gets almost teary-eyed or reflective and wells up her heart just because of the great price he paid. And when we take that to heart, it's overwhelming. We can't fathom why somebody would die for our sins when we're tending to be so self-centered or irresponsible or sinful because of choices we make or thoughts we have. And yet this loving God initiated and sought fit to redeem us through Jesus. And so if you're a listener and maybe some of these concepts are new to you, or you've never thought about having a relationship with God or who is Jesus Christ, let me offer an easy phone number for you to call. It's a free call, and you can ask any questions you have about the Christian faith, or who is Jesus, or can you trust God's word, or is there a God that created the universe? You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. They'll pray with you. They'll answer each and every one of your questions, and they're great folks, and I would encourage you to call if there's a little stirring in your heart, or maybe you need to recommit your life to Jesus, recognizing the price he paid for you. Just call 1-888-NEED-HIM, and these great folks will talk with you. You know, on Mark and Friends, I get to always meet new people and new friends and make more friends. And I feel like I'm getting to know both of you. Thank you for being transparent and sharing. I know for you, Cindy, especially, that maybe this is the first time you've been on the radio. I'm not sure. Maybe there have been other times. Sam, you know, you've spoken before many people, and it's probably somewhat second nature. But you have a passion for people. a passion for justice. In fact, when we opened up with you said, hey, I like Leviticus 19:15. I'm like, oh, most people don't ever turn there. But you suggested Leviticus 19:50 and Galatians 6:9. So if you wanted to maybe talk about those two, and then we'll come back to you, Cindy, Proverbs 3:5-6, why that is your kind of go-to verse.
Well, going to Leviticus 19:15, that's in correlation to my oath that I took as a circuit judge 2 years ago, and that is to apply the laws fairly to each and every person that appears before me without any fear or prejudice, without any partiality. And this is a biblical injunction, but also from a secular standpoint, that is the standard by which I have to judge things by. Not as the laws as I'd like to see them or how I feel that day, but based on the evidence I hear in treating every person.
Right.
Directly. And the Galatians 6:9 about not growing weary and doing good, for we'll reap a harvest, that comes into play. We've had the opportunity in getting to know Champaign County and the people around to see how many people are still people of goodwill that are trying to do great things for others. And I have that opportunity, I think, to encourage those groups to say the work you're doing outside of the courthouse saves the work inside the courthouse and provides more options, and to not be discouraged by the crime that we see or by the darkness that we often see. And when we get to the courthouse, I'm dealing with people who are on their worst days or describing the worst days of their life. And to provide hope, it requires that feeling of, I'm going to continue to do good and not grow weary in it. And that's the encouragement for all of us to continue to contribute to others around us, to try to live a life of service to others. And at the proper time, there'll be a harvest. We may not see it in our lifetime. We may not see it directly. We may see it indirectly, but it's still the charge that we all have.
Yeah, and keeping that eternal perspective that we do serve a loving, good, gracious God, and there will be ultimate justice, even though sometimes we'll experience and see injustice on this side of heaven. And Cindy, before I'm going to ask you about Proverbs 3:5-6, in case you just tuned in, I have in the studio with me Judge Sam and Cindy Limentato on today's Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, wluj.org, under the Mark and Friends tab. So if you want to pass it on to a friend or listen to it again or listen to the portion you might have missed, just access the program anytime. You'll also see a posting of Judge Sam and myself here in the studio. Cindy took it, so we'll have to include her another time, but you can stop by the Facebook page of Great News Radio or my own personal page, Mark Burns, or the WLUJ Facebook page, so you can see, and there'll be an easy access to the link to the program. But Cindy, you mentioned Proverbs 3:5-6, which is one of my favorites. I think it's the first verse I ever memorized 40 or 50 years ago, but why does that resonate so well with you?
I'd have to say that it kind of encapsulates faith and how that is really the cornerstone of living a life for God. So whether it's in the trenches with the kids at home when they were little, or working in the hospital at Carl Hospital when I first started off as a nurse, or just my daily living, whether it be in the schools or at home or wherever I am, just to know that, you know, I think our natural tendency is to want to rely on our own strengths, but God consistently brings it full circle to remind me that, no, we have to rely on Him for everything.
Yeah, and He'll make our path straight. I love that closing few words. When we recognize God's character, that He's good, that He's loving, that He's just, that He's honorable, and we maybe put aside some of what we might have attached to God because of broken relationships with fathers here on earth, or some that didn't measure up, or that were workaholics or inept or abusive, sometimes we can get that confused with Almighty God, because we call Him Father, our Father in heaven. But He's unlike our earthly fathers, or He's the best version of our earthly fathers, but 10 times or a billion times better. And so when we know His character, we can trust Him with all of our concerns and lean not on our own understanding. You're like me, probably the same, Sam. We oftentimes want to use our own wisdom, our own experience, and then figure it all out. And that's sometimes dangerous. But he gives us gifts and the brain and the wherewithal to reason and come up with some good methods. But if we can entrust it all to him, then we usually find the best solutions. Well, in our closing minute or two, how can we pray for you and your campaign and your future?
Well, certainly you've hit upon it that wisdom is a necessary ingredient. I hear people who have scenarios that are very important to them, very important to the life of our community, to the families. I'm in charge of the family law division here in Champaign County. So it involves some good news, weddings and adoptions, which is fantastic. But it also involves some news that's not always the chapter of life that people envisioned it would become, but to give them hope and do that. So how you can pray would be that we continue to dispense justice fairly, that I continue to listen well, and that I have discernment in my job, whether I'm in it for decades to come or whether I'm in it for another 6 months. I want to do it well to the very end and not grow weary in doing good.
And Cindy, obviously, as the campaign manager, probably praying for strength and the wherewithal, and with your children, is there anything else we can pray specifically for you and your family?
I would probably say, really, the time is short. Now it's under 5 months before early voting starts, so we can kind of see the end in sight, the finish line. Just pray that God would give us the strength, the wisdom, and the ability to do what he wants us to do and trust him for the whatever the outcome may be.
Well, Cindy is the campaign manager. How can people find out more about the campaign and the work that Judge Sam is doing?
Absolutely. So Judge Lamentato has a website, judgelamentato.com, judgelamentato.com. You can also email at friends, that's with an S, friends of Judge Sam Lamentato at gmail.com, friends of Judge Sam Lamentato at gmail.com. He's also on Facebook and Instagram.
And Lamentato, L-I-M-E-N-T-A-T-O, L-I-M-E-N-T-A-T-O. All right, well, thank you for joining me on Testimony Tuesday and sharing, and God's very best to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Mark, for having us today.
Yeah, well, that was another Testimony Tuesday. If you missed a portion of today's program, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org. I pray and trust you'll be praying for Judge Sam as he makes many decisions that affect many lives throughout Champaign County, and their heart is really to serve the Lord in this vocation and in the various ways God has called them to be involved in their family, in the community, in their church. So please keep them prayed up, and I just hope that God's will be obviously evident, and we'll see how that all works in the days ahead. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.